time for local sports here on KNKX, and it's been a big week for women's sports at the University of Washington. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
After a four-year rebuild, Art, the UW women's softball team is back at the College World Series.
Yes, they're in the 8-team field at Oklahoma City. The tournament has three Pac-12 teams, but Washington has done very well this year. Their record going into the tournament was 48-12. They were the sixth seed, and this may be another opportunity here for the Huskies to cover themselves in athletic glory.
That's right. Well, they won the title in 2009, and last weekend, the UW women's rowing team won its fourth national title, but this one was particularly special.
Yeah, this was really dramatic because there are three races in the NCAA field, varsity 4, junior varsity 8, and a senior varsity 8. They won all three. For the first time in the 21-year history of this as an NCAA varsity sport, they just dominated. And it's been a while since they've won a title. 2001 was the last time. This was really a renaissance for a sport that was in a little bit of trouble at Montlake.
Well, that's right. In addition to the rigorous training, these ladies had to overcome a serious controversy just a few years ago.
Right. At the beginning of the school year in 2015, there was great tension between the athletes and their longtime coach, Bob Ernst. Bob has been an institution at Washington, a 42-year coach for both men and women. And the rowers were having real problems with his style. He was gruff, was verbally abusive. On the first day of school in 2015, there was a conflict between the junior coxswain and Ernst, and she either quit or was kicked off the team. And the tension then grew so large that on November 24th, 2015, then athletic director Scott Woodward fired Ernst. There was lots of controversy about it, but these women said enough is enough.
And on the heels of their title win, you talked with some of the rowers this week.
Right, yeah. They had a little media session, and it was really a delight to go out and meet the rowers. And their new coach, who succeeded Ernst, Yasmin Farouk, is the first coach in NCAA history to win rowing titles at two schools. She won a championship at Stanford in 2009. She's an ex-Olympic coxswain for the teams in 1992 and 96. And so I talked to some of the rowers, and they were thrilled with her capacity for transparency, her willingness to be supportive, and the dialogue she created to understand who gets selected for what boat and why. So that's been a transformative experience for the program. I talked to Sophia Baker, a junior from Washington, D.C., and she said that one of the toughest things mentally she'd ever done in her life was to weather the storm over the program, and then to win a championship was just a tremendous feat. And I have to say that this was almost unprecedented. When you see coaching changes, you typically don't see immediate success thereafter. So, and I have to give credit to Bob Ernst. He recruited a lot of these people, but it certainly worked out for the best for all concerned.
Well, the UW women's rowing team wasn't the only one celebrating a championship win.
Right. The Western Washington University team in Bellingham won the Division II national championship. It was its eighth title in their history. They've got a long tradition there as well. Eight titles. That's very impressive.
Well, to further celebrate women in women's professional sports, the Seattle Storm off to a strong start this season.
Really, a great start. 4-1. And this Saturday, 6 p.m. at Key Arena, they play the only undefeated team in the WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx. So early season Titans clash at the Key. It should be a fun weekend.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.